Hello, world, and welcome to tonight's or today's Believers Faith Connection broadcast. And today we are talking about characteristics of the Holy Spirit, the characteristics, actually the nature and characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to tell you, you are in for some awesome thing. We have started, and you all know, we started brand new series on Holy Spirit. And in this series, you know, we started, our first one was, who is Holy Spirit? And then we divide who is the Holy Spirit. We're saying that Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. There's God the Father, God the Son, and then God Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I also said and indicated that when Jesus Christ was in the earth, he was only, Jesus Christ was on the earth, and he was available or in one place only. He could not be in Israel and be in Africa. He could not be in London and in Australia. He was only in one place. And therefore, today, the reason why it's exciting is he told his disciples, and do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. And we know that from the book of Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that on that day of Pentecost, they were in one place, in one accord, in one place, in one accord. And then suddenly there came a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost came upon them, filled all that place, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and started speaking in other tongues. So we talked about who is the Holy Spirit. You can go online and on this on the website right here, you can just get more information on that. Again, visit us for those who are new, visit us online. The website is scrolling down there at the bottom, mcmworshipcenter.online. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Open your Bibles now, because we are on part two with the message, the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And hopefully I can get this and finish it up right off. The Bible says John chapter 16 is where you need to open. John chapter 16, I'm just going to read a few verses. And starting with verse 7, the Bible says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient, this is Jesus speaking, that I go away. If I do not go away, the Comforter, I want you to mark the word Comforter, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will prove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father. And yeah, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged, the devil. Verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them for now. Howbeit, verse 13 is my favorite. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Talking of the Holy Spirit, when he has come, he is the one who is going to show things that are to come. Now, today we are talking about the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. The characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And I just want you to know again, as I said, and this is very important, that Holy Spirit is not an it. Holy Spirit is not an it. Is a he. In other words, it takes on the nature of God. And it is vitally important. Why do I say that? Because it is important, because some even translations refer Holy Spirit as Ed, but he is a gentleman. He's a perfect gentleman. And that's why today I want us to look at the characteristic of Holy Spirit. Because unless we know the characteristic of Holy Spirit, we're going to continue to misunderstand it. I said earlier, when I came in this country, I have depended on Holy Spirit on everything. I've depended on Holy Spirit for my business. I've depended on Holy Spirit in things that I did not know how to do, and I had to do it. And all of us need to depend on Holy Spirit. If we did not need the Holy Spirit, Jesus would not have sent him. My pastor used to say that all the time. And therefore, we need to realize that you cannot say, well, this Holy Ghost business and I don't need him. By the way, I come to realize the reason why people say that is because they are not well taught. So people don't know about him, but he is the one who is available. He is the one who is in Africa, who is in America, who is in Australia, in all places. So I have about probably 19 characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And while I'm going through these characteristics, I also want to share with you why we need Holy Spirit in our lives. Number one, we need to understand that Holy Spirit has a mind. Holy Spirit has a mind. Romans 8:27. And you need to start writing the scriptures down so you can go over them. It says, and he who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints. I would like to say, not the Spirit, but Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance to God's will. So Holy Spirit will come and intercede for you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, eyes has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered in the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for those that love him, but they are prepared, they are revealed to them by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will reveal the things that God has for your life. Number two characteristic of the Holy Spirit is that he has a will. So number one, he has a mind. Number two, he has a will. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 11, the Bible says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each individually just as he wills. So to one is given a certain gift, maybe gifts of prophecy or gifts of whatever, of wisdom, to another gift of interpretation of tongues, but by the same Spirit. But he gives and distributes these gifts as he wills, not as the man wills. You understand? So why am I saying that? Because sometimes covetousness comes and you want to be like so-and-so. Because you admire the gift that is operating, for example, in a pastor's life or in a prophet office or in an evangelist office, then you desire, then you admire the gift operating in your life. But don't understand, you have to be content with whatever gift Holy Spirit has given you. Hallelujah. Because he has a will and as he wills. Number three, we are talking about the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. Number three, Holy Spirit has emotions. And you can also grieve him. If he has emotions, I mean, he can be grieved, right? Amen? So, now, here it is. Isaiah 63 and verse 10 is where we find the scripture for that. Yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. So, we see that you can grieve the Holy Spirit. If God tells you to do something and you don't obey, or you don't do whatever Holy Spirit or God tells you to do, you can grieve him. And there is a lot of many people, and I have done it, that God leads them to do something and tells them you need to do this for the blessings to come, but they continuously continue to do something different. and they grieve Holy Spirit. But remember that when God tells you to do something, it's because he has got something better for you. Amen. Number four. Characteristic of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gives us joy. Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So why do we need joy? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nobody likes to hang around people who look like they swallowed a lemon or they are so bitter. But everybody want to be around somebody who is actively and happy. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10, verse 21, at that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, saying, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to your children. See, God is the revealer of his will. And that's why I talk about liberation knowledge. And I say that I've said it many times on our broadcast, that we as believers, when we got born again, we were transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of our God. And what is happening with the kingdom of our God? Now we do not live again by dependency on the information knowledge from the world. We depend on liberation knowledge. Liberation knowledge comes from revealed will of God. The revealed will of God is the word of God revealed to you. This word he reveals to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God forever. And that's why it's important. When you have the liberation knowledge, then you are full of the joy. Because the things that are grieving people, like for example, the pandemic going on now, you have information that this too shall come to pass. When you have sickness in your body and the doctor say this thing, you and the Holy Ghost says, no, by Jesus' stripes you are healed. And you get the liberation of that, and you believe that, you know that you have victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We're talking about the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And that is very important because you need to understand that. Now, 1 Thessalonians 1:9. You became imitators of us, of the Lord, in spite of severe suffering. You welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Ghost. So even in the midst of persecution, even in the midst of pandemic, even in the midst of whatever you need, you still have the joy of the Lord. It's granted to you by the Holy Ghost. Number five, characteristic. Holy Spirit is the teacher. He is especially the teacher of God's word. Hallelujah. The Bible says there in John chapter 14, and I hope you're writing these scriptures down. We are stickler of the word of God here at Missions for Christ Ministries. Hallelujah. But John chapter 14 and verse 26, the Bible says, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Hallelujah. So you see here, Holy Spirit is the teacher. There are times when brothers and sisters, they go to read the word of God, and I have done it many times, and I don't get what he's saying. I don't understand a thing he's saying here. But I say, Holy Spirit, I am reading this, and I really don't know what you are talking about. Can you reveal it to me? Can you show it to me? And the Holy Spirit will come and reveal the word of God. Hallelujah. Is that wonderful? So he is the teacher. The sixth characteristic of the Holy Spirit is that he testifies of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your Bible says, and you can turn there, and John 15:26. John chapter 15, 26. We're talking about the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, you testify of me. See, Holy Spirit, if you want to know, is that Holy Spirit or demonic spirit? Holy Spirit never contradicts God's word. Holy Spirit affirms God's word. He never contradicts what the Father says. If you hear somebody say something or prophesying something to you and it does not line up with what God says, it's not the Holy Ghost. That's one way of checking it out. And that is why there is a call for everybody to stand in the Word of God, stand in to show yourself approved so you know what the Lord is saying. So a lot of people are moved by what everybody is saying, especially when the prophets speak to you. They are genuine prophets. I'm a great believer in that. Genuine men and women of God out there, because they are a part of the fivefold ministry. But you have to be careful who is speaking into your life. They have to have a proven record, because Holy Spirit will always bring edification and not all this other stuff. Now, number 7, characteristic of the Holy Spirit. He convicts. Holy Spirit was sent and to convict. We started by reading there. John, let me bring you back again. John 16, verse 8. The Bible says, when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt, or will expose the guilt of the world in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. He will expose. Hallelujah. So he convicts. The best way to pray for your son or your daughter or your relative who is run home or is not knowing the Lord is to pray the Holy Ghost conviction upon them. Lord, I pray the conviction of your spirit upon my son, upon my friend, upon so-and-so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't think what they are doing is right, but I thank you for convicting them in Jesus' name. See, that is praying the word of God. You are praying what the word of God says in John 16, 8, because Holy Spirit convicts. Amen. Number 8, characteristic of the Holy Spirit, he leads. He leads. He is a leader. Romans 8, 14. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Another translation says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, wait a minute there. It means that sometimes you can be led not by the Spirit, but by your head or by your flesh, which means whatever the head tells you to do, you do it. You never consult Holy Spirit, even when you go to buy something, say a car or a home. So you see, now you are led by your head and not by the Holy Spirit. But the Bible says one characteristic of the Holy Spirit is like he likes to lead. And you have to give him full say, well, you say, well, if the Holy Ghost came to dwell in me, why does he just take over and just show me things? No, you have to give him full sway. You see, when you have a friend, and Holy Spirit should be your friend, but say you have a natural friend, and this natural friend want to do something for you, and he wants to help you with something. Here is the thing, though. If this natural friend that you have in life that needs to help you, if you don't let him help you, he's not going to help you. As much as he's willing to help you, he will not help you. So it's the same as Holy Spirit. You have to allow him and give Holy Spirit full sway for him to be able to come into your life so he can help you. Amen? Because a lot of people don't understand that part. You got to give Holy Spirit full sway. And that's when you say, Lord, I don't know what to do in this decision. We really need to get out of this place and go into our own home. But then the banker asking this and this, and the Holy Spirit, you know exactly what is needed. So would you really help us? See, now you are asking him. And Holy Spirit, he will speak to you and tell you what to do. He loves to lead you into that. Number nine, or I would say number eight. Oh no, number nine, characteristic of the Holy Spirit. He reveals the truth. Holy Spirit is the revealer of the will and the plan of God. Let me take you back to Jeremiah 29:11. It's one of my favorite. The Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future." Right? Now, we come back to the New Testament there in 1 Corinthians 2:9. And the Bible says, "Eyes has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those that love him, but they are revealed to them by the Holy Spirit." Holy Spirit is the revealer of that plan that God has for your life. And if you don't give Holy Spirit full sway to show you the plan so that that plan can come to pass, you'll be limited. I would have come from Africa and come to America, and many have done, they have come and gone back because they did not know about what I'm talking about. But when I came here, even though I had gone through college and I was a school teacher, and literally I came here and even went and did my doctorate, and I got my education. I would have said, well, I don't need the Holy Spirit now because I got some education. Why do I need him? I can use my intellect and get whatever I need to get. But I was smart enough and not smart enough, because it's only by the grace of God, to say, Holy Spirit, forget all my education, forget everything else. Now, more than ever, I need you to help me. Help me in my business. Help me in my decisions. When to go to Africa, when not to go, when to go to other nations, when not to go, when to accept invitation, when not to accept invitation, whom to bring online, who not to bring online. I am dependent on Holy Spirit. Why? Because he is the revealer of the will and the plan of God. You cannot forget that. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot forget that. John 16:13, and we started by reading, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." That means he will reveal to you what is ahead. Amen. Number 10, characteristic of the Holy Spirit. He strengthens and encourages. He is our strength. He is our encourager. You see, ladies and gentlemen, in this earth today, there is a lot of things going on, especially now with the pandemic and other catastrophes going on around the world. So many things are happening, even as in Matthew chapter 24, on the signs of the end time. And even more than ever before, we need Holy Spirit. We need Holy Spirit more than ever before. The Bible says in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, "Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit, and it grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord." There are some things that were taking place with the church. There was a lot of issues, just like there is today. Maybe there was lockdowns and shutdowns and censorship and all kinds of stuff going on. But Holy Spirit came and strengthened the people, encouraged the people in the midst of chaos in your home, in your job, whatever you are facing, Holy Spirit is available to encourage you and strengthens you. Amen. Number 10. Holy Spirit comforts. He is the comforter. The Bible says in John 14 and verse 16, "And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." I love the part forever, because you can have a friend and you can have many people comforting you, but they may be there for a season. Say you lost a loved one, like I have done. Well, people will grieve with you or come and help you, even bring meals and be with you for that season. Then after that, you'll be handling it by yourself. You still have to go to bed, and you still have to go to sleep, and you still have to remember that loved one that passed on or that went to the glory if they were born again. But see, Holy Spirit will be there with you in the midst of it. Holy Spirit will help you and show you what to do. He will comfort you even during those hard times. Holy Spirit is a true comforter. That's why John 14, 16 says, "And I'll pray the Father, and shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Number 11 on the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. He helps us in our weaknesses. Have you ever felt weak? You are so weak, you don't know what to do. Maybe you are weak in your body, but also you're weak spiritually and emotionally and even physically. Holy Spirit will help. Now let's look at what Romans, Apostle Paul said there in Romans 8:26. The Bible says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings that ones cannot express." See, ladies and gentlemen, there are times when you are so even weak to pray, but you can depend on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can pray through you even better plan or in a better way, because he knows the will and the mind of God through that weakness, because you are dependent on the Holy Spirit. Number 12, glory to God. Moving pretty good. Holy Spirit, the characteristic, number 12, the characteristics of the intercedes. He is the intercessor. Romans 8:26, the Bible says, "In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what again we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings that words cannot express." Shukra braba bade kreba so kriba vavrede. Jibrovra baba ganda rabreshke bagrida kadamba. Gredishko la kara makintele bakura bahanda. Because you are praying from your spirit, man. You are praying from your spirit, man. Jigriba gada grishka bagudishka la bagranda. See, Holy Spirit will pray through you the mysteries of the kingdom. Number 13 of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. He searches the deeper things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:11, the Bible says, "The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." So the Spirit of God knows the mind and the thoughts of God. Hallelujah. He searches the deeper things of God. He knows what is in the mind of God. He knows what you need to know from the heart of God. He will show you things that you have never. That's why they are called mysteries. Holy Spirit will reveal those hidden things. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I love that. I love that. I do love that. Verse 14. And not verse 14, but the characteristic of the Holy Spirit, number 14. He sanctifies. Holy Spirit sanctifies. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles with the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Ghost. You can be sanctified by the Holy Ghost through the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord, I thank you for sanctification. You know, as we read these scriptures, they can become your prayer target. You can just start to pray. You remember the blood and you're sanctified. You would say, Holy Spirit, just cleanse me. Amen. Hallelujah. Number 15, characteristics, and then we have about three more and we are done. Number 15, characteristic of the Holy Spirit. He bears witness with our spirits. Romans 8:16, the Bible says, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. He beareth witness. How do you know somebody is saved? How do you know you are saved? Holy Spirit will bear witness. You are the child of God. You belong to God. And that's how it's so important to understand him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number 16. Holy Spirit can forbid you, or let me use the word, prevent you from getting into a mess. I don't know about you, but you go to do something and something doesn't feel quite right. You don't feel right about it. You feel constrained, or you don't feel released to do it. Say somebody come and ask you for some money and you go to pray and you don't feel right. Let me interject here and say, don't make hasty decisions. Simply because somebody puts pressure on you, just give it time. Because with time, you will know and you will understand some things. Amen? Praise the Lord. So important. Acts chapter 16, verse 6 through 7. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Pontia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus, which is Holy Spirit, would not allow them. Now, why would the Holy Spirit not allow Apostle Paul to go preaching? And God wants the gospel to be preached into the whole world. As a matter of fact, exactly right. He wants the whole gospel to be preached to the whole world. You know, we have an emblem, or we have this map here. And it says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto the whole world, and then the end shall come. You know, in our ministry, all we want to do is release the Spirit of the living God to the nations and preach this gospel to the nations of the world. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because simply because you have an invitation to go to a certain nation in the world does not mean that you have to go. You have to consult with the Holy Spirit, unless he is the one who initiated, to see whether it's okay. If you're going to India, if you're going to whatever, Middle East or Africa or South Africa or Australia, don't just go because the invitation is there. You need to consult with the Holy Ghost. Amen? You need to consult with the Holy Ghost so that now when you go, you know God is with you, Holy Ghost with you, Jesus with you, but just don't take off and go. I don't care whether they pay their ticket and they pay a first class ticket. You need to pray about it. I traveled to Africa and, you know, as a matter of fact, I'll be making another trip. I don't know when, but soon. But you know what? I am praying. I just don't want to know. I just don't want that it is the will of God for me to know. But I want to know the exact time when is the perfect timing of God. Why? Because when you are in the will of God, you are in the joy of the Lord. Because when something happens while you are gone or wherever you are, then you can say, Holy Spirit, you sent me here. Now protect me. But a lot of people are in places where God did not send them. God did not approve for them to be. And now trouble comes and it's like, hey, what am I going to do now? See? That's why these characteristics of the Holy Ghost, Apostle Paul was forbidden. Now, why could the church in Bethania or the people of Bethania needed as much gospel as other places where the Holy Spirit led them. But the timing was not right. That's what I'm going to say. The timing has to be right. The timing has to be right. That is the timing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Number 17, and then we have two more. Holy Spirit can be lied to. He can be lied to. He does not like that, but he can be lied to. Acts chapter 5, verse 3. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? So Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost. You don't want to lie to the Holy Spirit, amen? Because, I mean, it's not good, amen? He can be lied to. Number 18, Holy Spirit can be resistant. You can resist the Holy Spirit. God can be wooing and telling you do this to something and you say, Lord, because you are thinking and you are looking at things from the natural. But see, the natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit, for they are hidden. No. The Bible says in Acts 7:51, Acts chapter 7, verses 51, you stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You can resist him. God tells you to go a certain direction, you refuse. God calls you in the ministry, you refuse. God tells you, go and bless so and so, you refuse. Resisting the Holy Spirit, you don't want to do that. Amen? Verse 19. He can be blasphemed. Remember the Bible said, do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Now, Matthew chapter 12, verse 21 through 31. The Bible says, and so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men. But the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. You can be forgiven of all other sins, but if you talk against the Holy Spirit, you cannot be forgiven. That's why people who say, I don't want this Holy Ghost business, they better be careful. Ministries and churches and denominations, I don't want this Holy Ghost business. Well, it's because Holy Spirit first has been misrepresented. We need to understand that Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Holy Spirit does not bang people. He does not throw people to the wolves and all over the place. He is a gentleman. He is a that person of the Trinity. And he has sense because he has a mind, will, and emotions. And he knows what is proper because he is lined up to God's word and God himself and Jesus himself and Holy Spirit are one. So people who can't go acting goofy because they got too much Holy Ghost, that's not Holy Ghost, that's the demons. And finally, I believe this is number 20 now. Holy Spirit can be quenched. Holy Spirit can be quenched. First Thessalonians 5:19. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. How do you quench the Spirit of God? There are times when God loves us so much and he wants to come and just worship with you and talk to you. Just like a dad who likes to call a son and talk to them. And then you cut them off. You know you can cut God off. Just cut God off. You don't want to cut God off. God might, Holy Spirit may see that you are ending up in a different direction And he just want to save your life so you don't get in a mess. Then if you cut him off, then what happened? That's why I'm saying that be careful. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. He is your friend. I hope this this broadcast on the Holy Spirit series has blessed you. And I pray that from today on, as Holy Spirit becomes your friend and very intimate friend, that you acknowledge him and you honor him and you respect him in your life. Now, we do not like to close our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And so I'm asking you to pray this prayer with me, wherever you are. Join thousands of people around the world who are praying this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I need Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending him. But first of all, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. Come live inside of me so I can walk with you as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, for writing my names, receiving me and writing my names now in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, that from today, I'll get to live with you forever. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding me in the ways of life. And thank you for receiving me just the way I am. Holy Spirit, help me to grow and understand the Father better. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just called him, he's that wonderful. He's just come to live inside of you. He's so wonderful. He loves you. And he is for you. Find a good local church in your area. Get a pastor. Talk to them. Testify. Because we overcome by the wonderful testimony and the blood of the Lamb. But tell others that Jesus is Lord. Till next time, we love you. God bless you. And we appreciate you very much. Our broadcasts are Sunday morning at 8 a.m., the morning bread. And then Sunday night actually is an hour of prayer at 6 p.m. Till next time, God bless you and bye-bye. Watch more. We have a podcast right there online and we have a lot going. God bless you. Till next time. Bye-bye.